Can you all hear me? I'm not a big fan of microphones. I'd rather just yell, but this is a big building, so I will use the microphone. First of all, one thing I want to say is it's very easy to get up in front of you all today. That may not be the case in future years, but this year particularly has been one of great Thanksgiving. And I want to share a little bit of a story with you. First of all, let me tell you, the finance team, I'm just one member of the finance team. The finance team consists of Dustin, Ann Berg, Rick Atkins, if Rick's here, walking down there, and Dean Hewen in the back there. So it's a group effort, so I want to make that clear. And also, I can't get up here without thanking Mark Millsap as well for all his years of service and basically teaching me what I needed to do to get up here in front of you this year. But I wanted to start with a little bit of a story. And it happened, this story took place at Jimmy's Serious Sandwiches on a Tuesday afternoon, or Tuesday, well, right around lunchtime. And I was meeting Ann Berg for lunch because the next day we were having our third budget meeting. And I wanted to get together, kind of see where we stood with the numbers, and get a better idea so that when we get together the next evening for the budget meeting, we could make that meeting as efficient as possible. And I got to be honest with you, I sat there over lunch with Ann, and I was, I don't know if terrified is the right word, but close to terrified. And the only reason I was able to sleep that night was knowing that I had a great team behind me that could share the challenges that we were going to be presented with the next day when we got together. And what happened was, at that point in time, we were looking at revenues at roughly, and this is in January, so a lot of stuff, as you may know, hits right at the end of December. It takes a while for some of that stuff to clear. And so until kind of the dust settles, we're just guessing. And the other thing that you must or should know about church giving is you get roughly about a quarter of your revenue in that last month and a half or so. So you don't know up until the last minute whether or not you're going to make your budget or not. So this particular Tuesday, we're sitting there and we're looking at the numbers and we're $100,000 below our projected revenue at that point in time. And clearly over budget is what it appeared. And I was just shaking my head, and it's like, how are we going to carve $100,000 out of the budget? You know, that was what we were looking at. And on top of that, we had made a commitment to the congregation last year. We'd had two prior years of deficit spending, and we got up here in front of you last year and said we wanted to make sure that we had a balanced budget this year. So to kind of finalize the story. So I'm sitting there worried and just don't know what I'm going to do. And I kid you not, through God's grace and generosity, we had over $100,000 clear between that lunch on Tuesday and our meeting Wednesday evening. And now all of a sudden, instead of looking at how are we going to cut $100,000 out of this budget, because quite honestly, it's a $2.1 million budget, but when you start looking at the numbers, there's not a lot of fat there. And carving out $100,000, all of a sudden we went from worried about how we're going to cut the budget, how we're going to communicate to you all that we failed on our goal of having a balanced budget, and what were we going to do? That completely flipped. That meeting Wednesday evening was the easiest budget meeting I think we'd ever had. We budget off basically we focus and budget off the prior year's revenue, so as well as our trend. So we're looking at trend and we're looking at revenue. So because of that, that made it very easy for us to go ahead and set the budget for the coming year. We ended up with a balanced budget. One of the things that we had committed to you all as well last year, in the balanced budget, was we had reduced the mortgage payment And I know a lot of people were a little bit worried about that. We had been overpaying the mortgage payment. So we went from going $20,000 a month to $15,800 a month for 2015. But we committed to you all if we ended up over budget that we would make that up. So I wanted to let you know, not only did we meet budget, but we made that up. And if you look at the bottom line numbers, our expenses ended up being $23,000 under our projected spending. So we ended up not only making up the $50,000 extra to put into the mortgage payment, but we ended up with an extra $23,000. So just, God's doing great things here. That was just a blessing and a thanksgiving, and I just wanted to share that with you. So I have a few prepared remarks. I'll go through those, then we'll throw it open to questions. If we run out of time for questions, I'll be available back in the narthex after we break up here, and I'll be happy to answer any questions or punt them over to Dustin, who's right here, because Dustin's managing the day-to-day on all this stuff. So I think I kind of hit the highlights. Mentioned the mortgage payment for this year. As it turns up, we ended up $50,000 over our budgeted revenue. So that was an increase of 2.4% over what we budgeted. And it represented a 9.1% increase in giving from the prior year. So that's a pretty significant increase in giving and growth of the church. As I mentioned, we're also $23,000 under our budgeted expenses. I want to kind of shout out to the staff for doing such a great job of managing those expenses. Just a couple of people come to, I mean, everybody that's on the staff is responsible for that. But, particularly I look at Kay and the organization, what she does with the children's ministry that she does on basically a shoestring budget. Tanja, we just continue to ask her to do more with less, or at least the same. I think Dustin shared with us at our last leadership team meeting, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that we have averaged a baby a month for the last 6 years. So that just shows you, and Tanja is taking care of those children for us. So, so we've got some nice internal growth here as well. Also, we hired Christian last year as our maintenance facility person. I'm quite confident that he is more than paid for his salary in terms of what he's been able to save us in terms of repairs and maintenance of the building. So I did want to give a shout out to the staff and encourage those staff members that are in here to continue to do so each and every year. I also wanted to mention the work that's being done by, and I don't know who all's here, I'm going to call everybody's name that's on this committee, but we had a group of men take it upon themselves to use their gifts and talents to basically monitor the facilities and give us their recommendations as we go forward. I see at least one of them here. Jim Summerlin, I don't know if Jim's here. Tommy Holmes is over there. John Sewell, Jimmy Vandover, David Neal, and Tom Russell. So those men took it upon themselves, got together. I can't even tell you what all they did in terms of walking the property, looking around. They gave us a long list of recommendations of things that needed to either be done now or things that we need to look toward the future. And as a result of their recommendations, some of the things that have already been accomplished this year, we did some maintenance on the columbarium area. We added lighting in the playground. I think Jimmy Vandover worked to resolve a water issue we were having with the city that ended up in saving us quite a bit of money. We repaired some damaged wood, ceiling, and repainting of damaged areas on the back of the building. We did some sprinkler adjustment work. Let's see. I've got a few more. And trust me, this is only a partial of what their list contains. So we have many things. Recommendations for near-term work includes we've got approval to do some additional sidewalks alongside the parking lots to make it a little bit safer as people park to get into the building. We're going to try to improve the walkway through the woods to make it a little less treacherous for ladies wearing heels. We're also doing looking at the kitchen and trying to do some upgrades, some ongoing maintenance that needs to be done there. And then kind of near and dear to my heart, being an actuary, and we're always super risk averse and want to set aside reserves, they made recommendations for starting a sinking fund to set up in advance money for the HVAC systems, the roofing, and painting. Now, while we would love to do more, and I think in reality, if you look at their recommendations, we probably need to put more into a sinking fund, but this is the first time that we've had that recommendation. There is a line item in the budget this year to start a sinking fund, and I think that's $8,700 that we're going to set aside this year to put in that sinking fund. And depending on how the budget comes out, we may add to that. If we end up over budget again next year, that may very well be where we decide to put some of that money. Not making any commitments there, but certainly the recognition that as this building ages, it's going to take more and more upkeep and more dollars to take care of that. So couple other things I want to mention before I throw it open to questions. One thing that's outside of the budget, completely outside of the budget, is the Benevolence Fund, which people can give to. And last year, we had, let me get this right, Ann was nice enough to give it to the dollar. We had $47,927 donated into the Benevolence Fund, and $48,191 were dispersed. So that's another area where this congregation has been very generous in its giving. Those are funds that Robert and Dustin use to help people in need at their discretion. So that's something that if you feel so called to donate to, yes, please.
Might make it sound like we were trying to give away all the money that we had available, but the truth is all of that's very confidential, and so we're not kind of all I ever really know is that there's money available, and so everything that was given through that, we have a pretty tight list of parameters for what we will do, and essentially what it means is that every need that came in that met our qualifications that we felt like was something we should fund got funded. And I didn't know till the end of the year that it came out that close. So it's just showing that God was telling people to give just as needs were coming up. So it's an incredible, it was an incredible moment for me to look at those numbers and see that, wow, that much money and that close together, and there was more than enough. So that's an amazing thing. And I know a few churches where there's that kind of generosity for the needs of the people in the congregation on a week-to-week basis. You never hear about it because of the way we handle it. But anyway, it was an amazing blessing.
Thank you, Dustin. And I have to say, as a public service announcement for the IRS, we cannot, if you give to that benevolence fund, you cannot earmark those funds, okay? So if you see a need out there in the congregation or out in the mission field and say, I want to give $1,000 for you all to give to Jane Smith, it doesn't work that way. We can't do that. Like Dustin says, they have a criteria for assessing needs. They will distribute the funds, but we are not allowed to basically act as a pass-through for those funds. So just that's your public IRS announcement to make sure that we stay above board and meet all the audit requirements. So so something else. As you look at your budget, one thing this is always one thing, a subject of questions, is the personnel costs. And people will look at the personnel items, and it appears to reflect a 6.9% growth. And a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot of people, I'm projecting. We have had some questions in the past or some assumptions that, 6.9% increase means everybody got a nice big fat raise this year. I can assure you, I'm sorry, Dustin, sorry, Robert, sorry, staff members, That's not the case. Actually, this year, in terms of the personnel, what I want to kind of let you know what all goes into that number as far as the change from year to year. So this year, we had two members that were 1099 employees for half the year who have now become full-time employees. So now they go from a line item budget of being contract workers to being in that personnel cost. We had increase in health care costs, not surprising there. We had, for this year, last year Christian came on a little bit into the year. This year we've got him in there for a full year's budget. So it was only a partial year last year. Due to growth, we've added Ryan Owsley to the team. And then there were, of course, we did have some what I would call salary increases in keeping with kind of cost of living adjustments. So that's the personnel cost. So that's why you see the 6.9% growth in there. And then on top of all of that, I want to thank the congregation as well, but really thank the Lord. We had another 160,000 that came in 2015 for our debt reduction campaign. So between that 60,000, the 50,000 that we put in, and then our normal mortgage payments, we dropped the mortgage balance by, I think, right around $250,000 this year. And as you will probably recall, that debt reduction is a three-year program, I should say. So we should expect to see additional monies being coming in or being received by the church to help further reduce the debt for the next 2 years. So that's a very positive sign as well. So that's kind of it. That's the end of my prepared remarks at a very high level. Like I said, this was easy to get in front of you all today because it's such good news. As we do look forward to 2016, we are budgeting, I think, fairly conservatively that $2.1 million revenue number. That represents just under 2% increase over what we ended up with this year, which was $2,064,000, and it represents a little over a 4% increase over what we had budgeted for revenue last year. And like I said, we kind of look at that trend line, and the last 2 years we've seen growth in our revenue of just over 8%, and then like I already mentioned, over 9% last year. So the church seems to be very healthy. It seems to be growing. The congregants are being very generous, and it's just great to see God's work being done here at St. Andrews. So with that, I turn it over to anybody who might have questions so that I can deflect them to Dustin.